Get on to Prenderville.
Text or WhatsApp Neil now. 0868 104 106.
The Neil Prenderville Show on Red FM.
Mark says, that's not a mother, that's a man. Claire says, I've always thought Irish people had a sense of humour. Evidently not, but I bet you all laughed at the panto. Dee says, it's pretty insulting to all of the mothers of Ireland, to be honest. And Donal says, show a bit of respect to the mothers of Ireland. Maureen says, shameful and an insult to all women and mothers. Dublin Zoo should be boycotted. Meanwhile, back to the phone lines we go. Vicky, good morning.
Morning, Neil. How are you?
All right. So is it okay to just say, have a sense of humour, it's a bit of a laugh, or is it deeper than that?
I don't think it's that deep. Because, like, you have to think of all the famous drag acts that have come before James Patrice. Like, are these people giving out? Do they not sit and watch Mrs. Brown's Boys?
Okay, you got Mrs. Brown's Boys. Yeah, you got Dame Edna. You got, go way back to the likes of Dick Emery and people like that.
Even Monty Python, them dressing as women.
That's true.
That, it's all, like, my dad will kill me, but the night before my 21st birthday, all his family were home from Wales and he got into my dress. from my 21st, it came down the stairs and I went back up. You know what I mean? And that's a
men go to fancy dresses and women go to fancy dresses dressed in the clothing of the opposite sex. But maybe mammies are off limits though.
I don't think so. The mammies love it. I'm down here in the Yall and there was a drag act on there at Christmas time. And it packed, it was sold out. I actually couldn't even get a ticket. I've seen all the videos online and people at it and they had a ball. Like, and so much so that there was a second one put on and he even brought a friend. So like, there is a market for it. I think the people who are giving out aren't probably chronically online and don't maybe know who James Patrice is. And like, this isn't a random dude in a dress. This isn't.
Oh, yeah. This wasn't kind of Dublin Zoo saying to let's find a funny person or a likable guy and ask him to put on a dress and a wig and grow a beard. It's a character that he has.
It's a character that he has. He does the Malahide Mammy and it's so funny. Like, it's just a bit of a laugh. And like, the world is burning and like, if this is your biggest problem, I'd love to be you because there is so much bigger things going on in the world. Like that girl who left the voice note, women's issues, again, being discussed by men, which is laughable. But like,
why do you say that? That's hurtful that men shouldn't be allowed to have an opinion about their mothers.
No, they can have an opinion, but like going scorched earth like Ken did this morning for a man dressed as a woman, like it doesn't really concern him. Like we're not offended en masse.
It affects men. Men have mothers.
I know they have mothers, but what I'm saying is like we as women are always talked at by men. Over like we're being told we should be offended by this now. Like we're not, and if you are, you are. But like the majority of us are not. I speak to women every day. I'm in the beauty business. And like the things that affect women, we should be discussing way more important issues about women. Like that girl did in her voice.
And it was very strong and very passionate voice. Yeah. No, thank her for it. If it had been, say, for instance, I'm just thinking out loud. Let's say it was a trans person, a man who transitioned to a woman and it was being used in the ad. So it would be a trans woman. Born biologically a man, used in an advert saying mammies go free on Mother's Day. Is that a laugh or is that a step too far? I'm curious.
I think that would definitely split people far more because there is a deeper rooted issue there. You know, there is a far more in-depth conversation to have about that. Me personally, I wouldn't feel any sort of way about anybody being trans or anything like that. But the point is that it's literally James Patrice in drag.
Okay.
Saying mammies go free. It's funny.
Just on another point that Ken O'Flynn brought up, would you or the women that you know have any issue with a trans man who hasn't had surgery, say for instance, and is a man who identifies as a woman in woman's clothing, in a changing room or a woman's bathroom?
Well, if he was standing there with all his bits and bobs out and bothering me, then maybe I would. But I would probably tend to not really notice, to be honest. I'm sort of a get-in, get-out kind of a gal myself. Like, I wouldn't be, I suppose, that conscious of what's going on around me, or maybe, like, I know some trans people, and you wouldn't actually know that. That they were previously a man, like you genuinely wouldn't. So, like, there is also people that aren't educated on what a trans person actually is, and I think a lot of people do associate, like the likes of the persona of James Patrice dressed as a woman. Do they associate them as trans? I'm not sure. I do know that some people aren't.
This is drag. No, this is and if people don't, they should know there is a distinct difference. This is drag.
A huge difference. This, like, he wouldn't be there with a full blown beard if it wasn't, if he was trying to pass off as a woman, a genuine biological woman.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have a beard. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be. Like, people who are trans, male to female, they're not trying to mask as a woman. They're trying to actually fully be a woman, you know?
Yeah.
They're trying to look, to appear as a woman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so you wouldn't have an issue, say, for instance, with a trans person in a female changing room or shower area, for you, or where there would be children or minors around. That Kenneth Flynn clearly does have an issue with that and feels that, as I've used the point, if we tolerate it, it will be the norm.
But how are we talking about a man? How are we going from a man in a dress to someone trans in a changing room? Do you know what I mean? This is so light-hearted, funny,
true,
comedy.
True.
Like, he's changing the agenda. He's forcing this. You know what I mean? And as a gay man himself, he should be more tolerant to what everybody's, you know.
The men who dress as women, say, for instance, in the Echo mini marathon, aren't trans. Yeah. So park that.
No.
These are men dressing as, and that's fun, isn't it? That's a laugh. Okay, I think that phone line is gone, but well made. Nice points. Thank you for that. Rachel, good morning. Thanks, Vicky. Rachel. What do you make of this? What do you make of all of this?
I saw it, Neil, and I didn't realise it was so much controversy.
It's because Dublin Zoo decided to put this out there and start this campaign to probably make it controversial, to be honest.
I think what they're doing was smart, though, marketing-wise. Like, as someone said this morning, you never spoken about Dublin Zoo in depth like this before, and it's definitely getting the word out there about them. Aldi did the same thing, though. I was listening there as they add between yourself and the weather or whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, I'm not the favourite child. You know, straight away, it's just provoking, that's all. It's a bit of marketing. I think it's a bit of fun. I don't think they're saying James Patrice is a mammy. I think they're saying his character is the mammy. You know, I find his content hilarious. I understand people might get offended by it, but
Well, some might say, because they are offended, that things are moving too fast, too quickly, there's too much change, and some things really should be left alone, and one of them should be the portrayal of an Irish mother. Society is changing rapidly, becoming a lot more embracive. I get all of that. Not everybody's along for the ride, though.
Yeah, look, and that's the joy of here, that people can have their opinions and voice them. And it's fantastic that they can. But me personally, I take no offence to it. I thought it was funny. I thought it was a great marketing tax by Lindsay. I can't believe how much. You're having a lovely Monday morning. You've got so much time out of it. I can't believe it. It's brilliant, but I understand people being offended. They're thinking that Dublin Zoo are saying this is mammy, but I personally think, and I also James Treese just did it for a paycheck. I think that it was just
mammies wouldn't have beards though.
Oh well, now Neil, I don't want to do my text. Mine isn't the best at the moment. I'm 7 months postpartum, and God love us. I need to go get mine waxed.
They should have used you for the ad.
That's a big statement to say. No, women, of course, have facial hair. Of course we do. And someone with polycystic ovaries, I'd give my partner a run for his money if I let mine grow. Absolutely.
Oh, so women could have beards if they didn't take precautions.
Oh my goodness, Neil, you don't know what women go through, obviously.
Clearly not.
Your wife is a great woman for keeping up the taps all, definitely.
Oh, my God. Well said.
Look, Mary's due, and I'm 7 months postpartum. I definitely have a mustache bigger than yours at the moment, I'd say, but this is my reality.
You learn something new every day. You learn something new every day.
There we go.
Thanks for that, Rachel. Appreciate it. Take care. Nice one. Keep them coming. Text 0868104106. For people who think this doesn't matter, our daughters are already losing out in sports due to trans athletes. They are losing modelling work because a lot of brands now use trans men in their ad campaigns. Think about it, people. This is an ad for women, about women, but a man got the job. Where are all the feminists when we need them? Now, this has developed into other things. I appreciate that as well. So it's got a bit more of a broader spectrum. Text 0868104106 back after the break.
Get on to Prenderville.
Text or WhatsApp Neil now. 0868104106.
The Neil Prenderville Show on Red FM.